This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday, the day before the NFL draft. Waiting for the drama to happen. It will. It's just going to be something or someone that you didn't expect. Happens every year. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to our radio affiliates. Also, our streaming partner, Peacock. Download the app if you'd like to watch the program. And nearly 400 radio affiliates around the country. Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio. Thank you for your support of this program. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Reggie Miller will stop by. We'll get his thoughts on Ja Morant's postseason performance, that dunk. You know, more importantly, what will be missed in all of this is Ja Morant helped lead the comeback. They were down 13 with 7 minutes to go. That's what should be singled out, but it's not going to be. It's going to be the dunk that he had over Malik Beasley. Now, that did it felt like it energized the crowd and the team, but Minnesota losing a 13-point lead with 7 minutes to go. Ja Morant had a great night with 30 points, but, you know, they should be great. They're the number two seed. Now, you may not realize how good they are. You probably didn't watch them during the regular season. You probably saw Ja Morant highlights, but that is a good team, deep team, balanced team. And Ja Morant, when he was out, they had an unbelievable record. I think they were like 15-2. And Minnesota is sort of there. It's just, you know, I like Anthony Edwards a lot. Karl Anthony Towns, okay. D'Angelo Russell, okay. I'm not completely sold on them. I like Anthony Edwards a lot. Other than that, I really like the team. Yes, Marv.
I'm not digging this whole Karl Anthony Towns fake tough guy thing where he's, you know, shushing the crowd. Yeah. And then the other day saying, we in Minnesota now. And then you lose an 89-point lead. Come on, get out of here with that. It's the Patrick Beverly rub off.
It wasn't an 89-point lead.
In my story. They were up by 141 points.
Were they? Okay. And they lost an 89-point lead. Okay. Yes, Seton.
That was a hell of a shot, though, that Anthony Edwards hit with like 3 seconds left. That then just got completely wiped out. I bet the league is loaded with, the NBA is loaded with almost great shots that were then even greater shotted out. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's an official category.
Right. But I think we just invented it. Even greater shotted.
I don't think you can put that on a bumper sticker. People aren't sure what you're talking about, that you were out shotted.
No, but if you shotted. Know, you know. But Marvin knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, of course.
He got it.
Yeah, Paul.
That'd be a great show, Almost legendary plays in sports history. We were talking about the Russell Wilson interception where they lost Super Bowl to the Patriots. Mm-hmm. A couple plays earlier, Curse, the wide receiver, had that unbelievable catch that put them in the red zone.
Yep.
And that's wiped away.
And then with the Atlanta Falcons, you had Julio Jones had that unbelievable catch that was going to win the Super Bowl. It was just, all they had to do is take three knees and kick a field goal, and they win the Super Bowl. And Julio Jones had that unbelievable grab. Yeah, Paul.
I got one. Larry Fitzgerald's long touchdown catch and run in the Super Bowl.
Good one.
He would have probably been MVP.
Yes, he would have. Yes, Seton.
It's interesting how the football ones are so memorable. But what was the other great almost shot at the end of a game that then got wiped out? They don't stick in your memory quite as much as the Super Bowl moments.
Yes, Marv.
The Tim Duncan shot right before the Derek Fisher .4 shot in the playoff game.
I like
People it. Forget about that completely.
I like that. I did forget about it. I don't even know what did Tim hit a bank shot from like 7 feet away?
A crisp 7-footer.
Yeah. Is that what it was? I mean, Derek Fisher's was pretty, remarkable.
But it was a crazy shot.
Okay. All right. Are there other ones that we're missing? I'm sure there, like in every sport, there was, oh my gosh, did you see what that guy did with 4 seconds to go? And then somebody does something at the buzzer. Yeah, Paulie.
I can't remember the details around it. I think it was like the 06 or 07 NLCS. The Mets had this player named Andy Chavez.
He made a catch
in Game 7. That was, if I remember right, his arm was over the wall.
That field.
Was that against the Cardinals? And the Cardinals went on to win the World Series. I don't remember the details. I remember like Andy Chavez's catch would have been one of the great ones of all time.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm sure that it's just, we're missing some that are right in front of us. Sport is littered with this. How about David Tyree catching the pass? If they don't score the touchdown, then they lose the Super Bowl. Then we remember David Tyree as a footnote instead of that's the last catch of his career. And then it led to Plexico Burress scoring the touchdown against the Patriots. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. People are going crazy. We like to do this. It's, what is happening now, so it's got to be the best we've ever seen. Ja Morant was a great dunk. It was a playoff dunk. It was in traffic. It helped them win the game. It's nowhere near the greatest dunk of all time. When you dunk on somebody, they have to be up there with you to dunk on you. When you jump over, that's different. When you go and challenge somebody, they challenge you. That's when you dunk on somebody. If I jump and you stand, I didn't dunk on you. I dunked over you. And there's a big difference. Dunking in traffic, but dunking on somebody, and there's so many of them. And one of my favorite dunks of all time was Kevin Johnson. Kevin Johnson of the Phoenix Suns, 6'1", maybe. He dunked on, to me, the greatest defensive player of the modern era, and that's Hakeem Olajuwon. So he went up left-handed, dunked on. John Starks, when he dunked on the Bulls, left-handed, in traffic. Those are some of the great dunks. You had Scottie Pippen on Patrick Ewing, dunking on him. That's dunking on a 7-footer. Yeah, Paul.
That's the one I was about to throw out there. Scottie Pippen's on the break. He dunks over Ewing, who's one of the best shot blockers, pushes him down and walks over him.
Yeah.
He completes the process, I guess you would say. Kevin Johnson from the Suns also had a dunk over Mark Eaton, where it looks like he's climbing a stepladder, like because Eaton's twice his size,
yes.
Literally twice his size.
Yeah, well, not literally, but close to it. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Baron Davis over Andre Kirilenko.
Oh, AK-47 and got then, dunked on. Then he lifted up his shirt.
He flashed him.
He showed his belly. Yeah, Baron Davis. That was the last time Baron dunked, I think, didn't he? all right. So poll question hour two, Seton O'Connor.
Well, we just threw up towards the end of hour one, whose career Ja Morant would most likely resent.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any guesses on who that might be?
Who?
We gave up. We put the options Russell Westbrook, Derrick Rose, D-Wade, or Allen Iverson.
I'm going to say Allen Iverson.
He's in second right now, 30% of the vote.
All right.
Russell Westbrook, unfortunately, in last.
Oh, okay.
No, he's in last. Derrick Rose is in third. So Dwayne Wade, people going positive today. That's really nice.
Different size, though.
Yeah.
You know, Dwayne Wade's a bigger guy. But, yeah, I'm curious in 3 to 5 years what kind of game Ja Morant has. How does it evolve? All the great players evolve. They add something. And Ja Morant, if he makes himself a little bit more dangerous from the outside, I think that was the knock when he was in college. Was he going to have a consistent enough jumper in the NBA? Well, he eventually is going to have to be consistent, but he has that ability to shoot the three. I just think after a while, you're going to stop attacking the rim. Yeah, Paul.
I've never seen Dwayne Wade in person or seen him play in person. I can never really tell if he was 6'3 or 6'5 or what. You've seen him in person. You met him. How tall is he?
I thought he was probably 6'4.
Yeah.
6'3, 6'4. But a bigger 6'3, 6'4.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Ja Morant weighs what, 170? I mean, he's slight. But, you know, what do you add to your game? That's what I'm curious about. He's only 22. And, you know, we love to christen these players like, he's a star. Now, all of a sudden, Trae Young was a star last year, right? Trae Young went to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he had a really bad couple of weeks against the Miami Heat. Now, you know, the fact that people are saying the following, hey, maybe he can't handle the big time. And I went, but he went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. This is just, you know, Miami Heat first round. Granted, Miami to me is a far better team. Trae Young got roughed up. They allowed Miami to be physical. And you can bet that's probably an edict from Pat Riley, who knows all about that. Play physical with him and frustrate him. But you got to get more shots. That's the thing that surprised. He has to shoot. There are times, you know, you talk to any great scorer. There are times when you're not hitting your shots, but you have to keep shooting to help your team. And I just thought, Trae Young, if you're not shooting, what are you doing? You're not playing defense, and you're turning the ball over. So
I like how you casually say he's not playing defense. Like, yeah, I know. Not what you're there for.
I know. Remember when that used to be a big deal? It's like, who's he going to guard in the NBA? Nobody says that anymore. Yeah? Guys coming out like, yeah, let's see who Steve Nash is guarding. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Who's he going to guard? And I thought, well, who's guarding him? Luka. Well, let's see. Who's he going to guard? Who's guarding him? There's so many guys in the history of the NBA where you go, if you use that logic, I don't know. Who's he going to guard? I don't know. But nobody's going to guard him either. Yeah, Paul.
I looked it up, and there's a Larry Bird was asked about that after a game, and he said, he goes, I had 36 and my guy had 17.
Yeah.
And that's all he says.
Yeah. That's pretty good defense. Yeah. If I do the math, I think I win there. All right, we'll get some phone calls in here. Reggie will join us a little bit later on. It'll be the Bulls and the Bucks, Nuggets and the Warriors. I have no interest in the Bulls and the Bucks. None. Now, I am curious to see, you know, what happens with the Bucks as they move forward here, but I have no interest in the Bulls.
The good news is you won't have to worry about that for too much longer.
No. The Nuggets will be at the Warriors. Heat close out the Hawks, Grizz up 3-2, and the Suns up 3-2 on the Pelicans. Let's see, what do we have here? Tony in South Carolina leads us off. Hi, Tone, what's on your mind?
Dan, pleasure.
Thanks.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yeah.
5'5", Buck City.
All right.
Y'all took all of my content, so I'm just going to give a shout out to all you guys. Dan, you're awesome. Seton, keep playing the music. Polly, keep being with who you are. Fritzy. And my man, Marvin. Best addition you've ever had. He's awesome. He's an actual Danette now, so just hats off to him. I'll hang up and listen, but just great content, man. You literally took all my stuff that I was going to say in the last 30 minutes, so I was a little mad at you.
All right. Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you. Sorry to take all your content. Yes, Paul.
You know when someone has nothing nice to say about you when they say, keep being who you are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Paulie, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
That means I don't really care about you or like what you do.
Yeah.
But I don't want to like ding you here.
You just keep doing what you do.
Keep on trucking.
I think he wanted to call you, you know, an ass.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I'd rather be called.
Yeah. Hey, Paulie, just keep being a bleep.
Whatever it is you do.
You just keep being you. Yeah. That means I'm not really that interested. All right.
Fritchie has a limerick. What, Seed?
You know, that it reminds me of one time we talk about this a little bit here when we like were first starting the show when we were in Chicago and we picked our titles, right? And so I said producer. And then Paul, he goes, what do you want? You're executive producer. And I was like, damn it. So that same time, right after that meeting, right, we're getting out of an elevator.
Yeah.
And Todd walks out and he's like, Fritzy, you're the key piece. We could never do this without you. This is like, what? You're amazing. Like, thanks. So happy you signed on. Leaves. Paul walks out. You're a star, kid. We're going to make you an absolute star. Paul leaves, whatever. He looks at me. He goes, we're going to figure out what to do with you.
Figure out.
We were meeting with...
We're going to figure out what to do with you.
This is the beginning stages of this show, what, 15 years ago. And we're meeting with the people who were helping us develop the show. And they were out of Chicago. And they were, you know, longtime radio people. And they had an idea about how to do this. And I just remember going there, and they had no idea what Seton's abilities were. And then when I had the preposterous idea that I was going to put the Danettes on radio and TV, and one of the members of management at the time, I remember driving to Vermont. I'm at the Basketball Hall of Fame exit. I know exactly where I am. I'm in Springfield, Massachusetts. And I get this phone call from the guy who has stayed a friend. And so Chris is like, hey, you can't have Seton on the air. And I go, why not? He goes, because he just says, like, dude all the time.
That was good, the good
yeah.
part.
And I said, but it's him. He goes, but it's not good radio. And I said, look, if he's not on, then I'm not doing it. And I hung up on it. And then my wife is with me. She goes, you just hung up on management? I go, yes. Why? Because they won't let Seton on the air because he says dude. And then she goes, but he does say dude. I go, I don't care. That's who he is.
Did you just say your wife didn't want me on the air too?
No, she said.
Dang, man. She said. This just keeps getting worse.
And then you guys got the solid and improving line. That's one of my favorites. You know, because I thought, man, we're doing okay. And then he said, oh, yeah, you know, the Danettes, they're solid and improving. I said, this doesn't bode well for us.
We're going to figure out what to do with you. Oh, here's your clown pin.
Oh, we got clown pins too. That was supposed to raise morale. Management gave us clown pins. And I go, what are we doing?
It was like a clown getting hit in the face with a pie. Yeah. I think, oh, how prophetic is that?
Yeah. Oh, does anybody have their clown pin?
I know
does.
I have it somewhere yeah. in yeah. some shoebox. But we were led to believe that was some kind of VIP pass into all of Chicago and getting into restaurants for free and all kinds of clubs.
The clown pin. You know, they meant well. They just, they didn't know how to, you know, get us over the goal line. They got us inside the red zone.
Yeah.
Then I thought, uh-oh, we might be in trouble here. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. There's more phone calls. Got a lot of things. Hey, we're going to have a new president of the NCAA. But we got to wait until next year. Was he a good president? Was Mark Emmert a good president? Take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. And now, a message from Discover. About customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by real life person, you know, a human being, actually understands your issues, works to resolve them. Somebody who has a knack for helping others and has a pulse. In other words, you don't need a robot. That's why Discover offers helpful US-based representatives available 24/7. We call this live customer service, emphasis on the word live. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is...
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself... Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Good to be bad in WWE Evil. Stream the new Peacock original from executive producer John Cena. Dives into the minds of some of the most diabolical antagonists in WWE history. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up now. By the way, buy one, get one sale in the store at DanPatrick.com. Buy any t-shirt, get a second one. 50% off, no code required. Just add shirts to your cart and save. A lot of great t-shirts there. I mentioned that we're going to eventually have a new president of the NCAA. College athletics are entering a new era, and athletes have more control than ever. Players can now transfer the transfer portal. You can earn money off your name, image, and likeness. And historically, the NCAA has had strict control over the athletes. Remember, they were called student athletes back in the mid-70s? Great marketing ploy there. Student athletes. The NCAA president, Mark Emmert, announced that he would be resigning, made this announcement yesterday, but he's probably not going to be resigning until next year. Is he going to have a victory lap? Is this like, you know, Coach K, where you go each stop and we're going to give you something here? And let's bring out the president of the NCAA. All right, Mark. Yeah. NCAA signed a deal with 8 years left on their previous contract. So in 2016, Emmert signed a deal with CBS and Turner Sports. And this was for March Madness. The NCAA signed the deal 8 years left on their previous contract. It's reported that the NCAA lost out on $3.5 billion by doing that.
Well,
Emmert is the face of the old NCAA, and with the NCAA rules and regulations starting to look a lot different, a fresh start at the top could make a lot of sense there. Could you say that he did what he was supposed to do? Now, you can say maybe he wasn't good for the sport. Was he good for the schools and keeping players under their thumbs? You know, that's a bad business deal with March Madness, $3.5 billion. But what he was asked to do, it's like Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell is asked to do things, told to do things by the owners. Might not be for the betterment of the players or the Players Association, but it's good for the people who employ him. Mark Emmert, you know, he's doing what the presidents and athletic directors and coaches want. So did he do a good job? He might have been bad at what he did, but did he do a good job in being bad at what he did, if that makes sense? Yes.
That's the cousin of my thing about being outshotted, I think. It's tough to say, though, that he did a good job considering sort of where we are with sports, right? The NCAA as an organization is basically non-existent. NIL is the Wild West. You have the transfer portal, and that is a drastically different collegiate sports landscape than the one he inherited.
Paulie, make the case for Mark Emmert doing a good job as the president of the NCAA.
Wow. Way to put me on an island there. Okay, Mark Emmert is like a guy who runs a great restaurant in a small town that never changes their menu and never changes their decor and has a great fan base that really supports them. Then that fan base gets older and older and older, and times change with restaurants, and they don't change anything, and then they eventually die out. Mark Emmert decided to do nothing as the president of NCAA. Let the conferences do what they want, jump teams to teams, conference to conference. Let the networks take over the NCAA. ESPN and Fox, in that order, run college sports. And CBS.
Yeah.
They run college sports. Mark Emmert is the way station for the cash and the deals. And I'll bet they love him. I'll bet the schools and the networks love Mark Emmert in the fact that it let them go Wild West. Probably he was terrible for student athletes and not great for fans because he tried too hard to keep it like 1985.
Yes, he.
Somebody on social media, on Twitter, just referred to him as Blockbuster Video.
Oh.
Everybody saw it coming, that things were changing, and they were like, nah, we're going to stick with the DVDs and VCRs and stuff like that. And everybody saw it coming. When Mark Emmert took over in, was it 2010? Right, we were just talking about this a little earlier. When he took over in 2010, in 2011, Johnny Manziel was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Time Magazine, excuse me, saying, is it time to pay athletes?
Yeah.
Mark Emmert was in the exact position to figure that out and transition into the future. And instead, he was like, nah, we're sticking with this rental thing.
Instead of evolving, like the NCAA devolved, it didn't evolve, and they never got anything done. You never heard the NCAA do anything unless somebody said, hey, Yahoo Sports has just done this investigation. And here it is, NCAA. All right, we're going to look at it. All right, we're going to put Ohio State on notice here. There's going to be sanctions here. This is the NCAA who had FBI wiretaps, but they couldn't do anything to Kansas basketball and Bill Self. Still waiting. Meanwhile, a couple of the guys who were the bag men for Kansas are in prison. Bill Self will retire before this ever comes to light. He just didn't get anything done in 12 years. What did he do? What did he get done? And I agree with Seton. If he had embraced name, image, and likeness, like they just didn't want the universities to have to pay. We don't want to pay them. They're getting an education. I understand all of this. Yes, you're getting an education. There are certain guys who deserve to get paid because they did more than, hey, you're getting a free education. And they took advantage of those student athletes. They took advantage of those athletes. And now the tables are turned a little bit. And that this is where the NCAA has got to get its head out of the sand and say, how do we make this? It's going to be different. But how do we make this equitable? How are we smart? The NCAA has never, you know, I've never gotten that feeling of, man, they are sharp. NFL, they're sharp. They get stuff done. This situation with Mark Emmert, Every time I heard him speak, I didn't hear him speak. I didn't hear him say anything. He talked. And maybe his, you know, his goal was to be vanilla. I mean, even there, you know, with the national title, and he calls Kansas City Jayhawks. Like, just, you shouldn't be in front of a camera. You shouldn't be out in public as the NCAA president. And I always thought that, you know, SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, was running the NCAA. And probably is. Although the people saying, well, how about Jay Billis? And I'm thinking, Jay loves the sport of college basketball too much. And people pointed this out. It's like when before Rob Manfred was named baseball commissioner. How about Bob Costas? Well, Bob loves the game. If you're the president of the NCAA, you're not just going, hey, I get to go to March Madness and have great seats. You got to deal with all the other nonsense in college athletics, all of the sports, men and women. So I don't see that. If I'm Billis, you got a great job at the mothership. I'd stay there doing that. Be the president? Unless you're on an ego trip and you go, I'd like to be a president one day. Yes, Eden.
He's been calling college basketball and doing this same gig, though, for a while. And he seems to be very passionate about athletes and their future.
He does.
I could see that being an interesting proposition for him and a new era for him. I could see that.
Yeah, Paulie.
I can assure you this, the last guy the colleges, the athletic departments, and the networks would want as the NCAA commissioner is Jay Billis.
Yeah.
You don't want some good guy who's altruistic and not a capitalist.
Yeah.
You want a guy who's morally flexible and just concerned about moving dollars around, which is Mark Emmert. No offense, Jay Billis. I'm actually complimenting you. But Mark Emmert's one thing, when Johnny Manziel was on the cover of Time magazine, he avoided the topic of paying players for a decade.
Yeah.
And they still aren't. They let NIL kind of backdoor them. But the college athletic departments don't share $1 with the players, just like they didn't 10 years ago and 20 years ago.
But didn't this evolve after Ed O'Bannon with the video game?
He sued EA Sports.
Yes. And you know, you're trying to, hey, that's not you in that video game. Yes, it is. And then I liken this to the NCAA was holding its breath for over a decade, just hoping that nothing would change, you know, that everybody's making money. You know, we're fine with all of this. And then all of a sudden, you know, they finally had to exhale. And then we realized they were just full of hot air. But when somebody says Mark Emmert's stepping down, you had to step up to step down. I mean, give me a break. How long have we been trying for 12 years with Mark Emmert?
Since day one.
Continues to be unavailable.
I think we
time.
Had him on in 2013.
Oh, did we?
When he was still somewhat fresh in the job.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yes, Seton.
So is the new poll question maybe Mark Emmert was?
Oh, I don't know if anybody cares about Mark Emmert. You know, I mean, what is his legacy? He ran the NCAA for 12 years and nobody remembers anything he did.
That's kind of the poll question. So okay. Mark Emmert was either a wonderful steward of collegiate sports and its future, or the person who destroyed college athletics as we know it.
Well, I wish I wrote that.
How about if you were Jay Billis, would you stay at the mothership? Or would you, if offered, become the president of the NCAA? Yes, Tom?
I would totally stay at the mothership. Picturing Jay in some Zoom meeting because a Division II school wants a little bit bigger of a lacrosse field and whatever else they'd have to do, that just sounds painfully awful.
I don't know if that actually happens, but I get the gist of what you're saying. By the way, Fritzy has a limerick.
I do.
And you have a SportsCenter tease.
I got both of those things.
All right. You pick.
We can start with the limerick.
Okay. No, Paulie.
Oh, I can only do one
Paulie
of the two.
Paulie is saying you only get one.
Wow. The limerick takes like 11 seconds to read, but if we don't have time, I'll just do the sports.
Well, we could put the limerick in the newsletter that goes out to, you know, about 60,000 of our listeners.
If that's what you think.
You can go to danpatrick.com and sign up for the newsletter if you would like to get that limerick on Ja Morant. Ja Morant, that's going to, the numbers are going to explode.
You would hope and expect that.
Yes, okay. All right, so give me your SportsCenter tease as if you were working on SportsCenter and you were the voice of SportsCenter, and it would sound something like this.
Coming up on SportsCenter, the T-Wolves have no friends in Memphis. How Ja ruled the night. It's not heaven without Devin, but Phoenix is one win from booking plans for round two. The Heat melt ice Trey, how Miami made Young look old. Speaking of Trey, damn three-piece, A to the Rizzo, Anthony goes yard thrice in the Bronx. Also, why a president stepping down might mean things are looking up. Awesome Austin, a milestone for Matthew's Leaf right before Arbor Day. It's the eve of the NFL draft. What top picks are the biggest gamble? Who would be a sin not to take? Which GMs are mocking us with their best poker face? We'll explain, and we just might make it rain. SportsCenter next.
Okay.
Tree.
Rollins.
I think if you take 10 seconds off.
Better?
Yeah.
I think, you know what, too, Marvin? We should grab the SportsCenter music, and we'll play it under Todd, and then it might help.
It's like the singing a cappella kind of thing.
Can't hurt. Yeah, Paul.
I kind of liked A to the Rizzo, Ja Rule. He had some nice little references.
You know, I saw a stat. Anthony Rizzo hit 3 home runs last night. And, of course, the right field porch there. His 3 home runs. You know, give me some stat of the day music. This is worthy of that.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Anthony Rizzo's 3 home runs averaged 350 feet. The shortest average distance in a 3-homer game since they started keeping track of home run distances back in 2015. That's your stat of the day. Yankees over the Orioles.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Fritzy always sends me correspondence to if we ask for a commissioner or we ask for the president of the NCAA, just so I know that he did ask them. And he just sent me the email that he sent to the NCAA. And let me see what I have. I got the response from the NCAA. And Todd just wanted to know if President Emmert would be available to do interviews. And then he gets the response. Hi, Todd. President Emmert is not doing interviews at this time. Thanks! Exclamation point.
An enthusiastic no.
Yeah. But they sent it out in red.
No, I put it in red.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a message to say, hey, you know what? That's your blood there, dude.
No, I do that for emphasis on where the response was, what the response line.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. You know what? Just for doing that, I'm going to let you do your John Morant limerick.
That's cool.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
No. Kind of dated.
Tomorrow.
Oh, go ahead. God, I'd be pouting.
Minnesota had all the tools, but the Grizzlies refused to be fools. Memphis comes back again, so now the question is when will the T-Wolves realize Ja rules?
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth the wait? I don't know.
Certainly took advantage of Ja rules.
I did. I used it twice.
Timely reference. I think the only thing I've heard from him is Fire Festival.
Oh,
that was
soon.
Yeah, that didn't go well either. Mo in Arizona, back with us. Hi, Mo. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan Dennett.
Hey, bud.
You guys took all my good one-on-one going over the guy dunks, but I would say I have to go with the Kobe Bryant against the Denver Nuggets, that full court pass around the back 360.
Ooh, okay. Thank you, Mo. Yeah, what Ja Morant did was great. And look, I'm a buzzkill, but I am somebody who deals in reality here. These other dunks, more impressive than that. I would throw Dr. J's against the Lakers just because it was just badass, man. When he was – and Michael Cooper, Coop was going up, and then all of a sudden he just ducked out of the way. It's like, nope, better get out of here. That, to me, that was just – and just a flash bulbs going off. And
iconic.
The camera angle was spectacular. Ugh. Yeah, Paulie.
I want to go back to one thing you said about Ja Morant earlier, that you'd love for him to take his game outside a little bit, be a little more cautious. How tough is that going to be with a guy like him who is reaching superstardom for doing the opposite, for being relentless and not caring about his health?
Pick your spots, but Jordan did this. Dwayne Wade did this.
It took them a while.
LeBron did this.
It took him a while.
Yes, that's why I'm saying now's when you develop your game at age 22 so you can have longevity. And I know that we get caught up in, you know, the dramatic plays, and this is all about one play from a game, not the, you know, totality of a game. And that's where I would just caution him and say, you want to have a long shelf life. And attacking the rim at that size, you know, something could go really, really wrong. And there are other players that if you said, hey, would you be taking it to the hoop as much as you did when you played? And I think we're having Allen Iverson on tomorrow. I'll ask him about that because, you know, the wear and tear. And Ja Morant and Allen Iverson are similar size. And Allen Iverson, you know, Seton pointed this out last hour. He had a lot of injuries, a lot of surgeries. And I hope we see a lot of Ja Morant for a long time. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Share that tweet you just told me about, Seton, before I turned on my microphone.
This is harsh. This person tweeted, Tiger Woods broke both his legs, had nearly had one amputated, and still came back before Ben Simmons.
Wow. Wow.
Dang-a-rang.
Wow.
It's true.
It's harsh.
Reggie Miller, who had some harsh criticism for Ben Simmons. Reg will join us in a half hour from now. Charles Barkley, Kevin Durant going back and forth. Charles referring to Kevin Durant. I don't know if he did it by name, but he was just saying there are a lot of bus riders out there, not bus drivers. And he was referring to the Nets bowing out And then KD sent a picture of Barkley with Hakeem Olajuwon and Scottie Pippen, and then another with Barkley, Clyde Drexler, and Hakeem in Houston. They didn't win. That was a so-called super team. Here's Charles Barkley responding to KD, who responded to Charles.
You think they put that playing banner up already? Listen, no, man, I could put up stuff about him and Russell and James and Serge Ibaka.
What makes this?
And I'm just saying, I said, wait a minute. Somebody sent, I said, yo, man, I ain't gonna respond. I said, you want me to put up him, Russ, James, and Serge Ibaka? I said, no. Listen, KD's a great player. Only point I was making, life is different when you leave the driving the bus.
Okay. I understand what Charles is saying, but Charles tried to join a super team. You know, when he wanted out of Philly, went to Phoenix, they created sort of a super team there. And then he went to Houston and was trying to create a super team. They didn't win in those stops there. KD was the best player on the Golden State Warriors when they won. And he won the finals MVP twice. Did I like that he left Oklahoma City to go to Golden State? No, because you had them on the ropes. You should have beaten them. And then when he went to Golden State, I thought, all right, you're going to get criticized. You're going to win a title or two. You're going to get criticized. Then you go to Brooklyn. Well, now you are the bus driver. Now this is your team. You are the best player on your team. And granted, you had some stops along the way driving your bus that you didn't expect. You didn't have all the passengers on board on the bus. Some got off and then got back on and then got off again, Kyrie. But KD's one of the great players of all time. I wouldn't say he's a bus rider. I can be critical of him joining Golden State because it felt like that was the easy way out to grab a title. But then LeBron went to Miami and teamed up with D-Wade and Chris Bosh because he wasn't going to win a title in Cleveland. You could say going to L.A. and, you know, making sure that they got Anthony Davis in there. Great players still need good players or great players to play with them to win a championship. I'll go back to what LeBron did with that first Cavs team that went to the finals. And they played against San Antonio. And it was as if there was a varsity and a junior varsity. Because the Spurs were the Spurs. You know, LeBron is trotting out Big Z, Eric Snow. Like you're just saying that's not those are the big names. Like you're just going Anderson Varejão. Yeah, Marv.
You forgot about Booby Gibson.
Booby Gibson. Never forget Booby Gibson. But he got them to the finals. Allen Iverson, when he took the 76ers to the finals. He had Eric Snow as his point guard. And you know, this is, they were facing the Lakers. I went, they have no chance against the Lakers. I mean, LeBron was 20 years of age when he did that. KD's not doing that. KD didn't do that. You know, KD had Westbrook and he had Harden. He had two Hall of Famers there. Now, Harden wasn't the same guy, but, you know, let's see you do it with Larry Hughes. Drew Gooden, Eric Snow, Anderson Varejão. No offense, of course. I mean, LeBron was able to do that. Even, you know, Michael with the cast that he had going into the Garden against one of the great teams of all time. I mean, he got him into the play. They beat a great Cleveland team with Mark Price and Brad Doherty, Larry Nance, Craig Elo. They had a really good team. And Mike single-handedly. Until LeBron does that where it's his team, like next year, you do it next year, nobody's ever going to call you a bus rider, bus driver. That's what you would be. Yeah, Paul.
I think Anderson Varejão is driving around Sao Paulo, Brazil right now going, what the hell is Patrick calling me out for? Listen to his local radio.
He had that wild hair, wild fro, had a headband. Yeah, watching that Cavs team against San Antonio, I was like, oh, my God. They have no chance whatsoever. And they didn't. Kyle in California. Sneaky in, Kyle.
What's up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Totally with you on all the KD bus riding, bus driving. I just, Inside the NBA is literally the best show ever. I hope you guys over on the East Coast get to stay up to watch. They are so freaking funny.
Yes, they are.
Jaw comparisons, DP. Okay. I like all of them. He makes me scared every time he goes to the rim. He does not get deterred by anything. I think he's going to get hurt every time. I think the best comparison is D. Rose. And the Russell Westbrook comparison I don't like as much. I just don't see Ja driving away a top 10 player of all time from his team. Just don't see it happening.
All right. Well, thank you, Kyle. Well, he's a better shooter than Russell Westbrook Jr. the third. I'm a better shooter than Russell Westbrook. I am. Absolutely. Would you guys, okay, I'm being serious.
From where?
Mid-range jumpers. You taking me or Russell Westbrook? Todd?
I'm going to take you.
All right. Seton?
I'm going to take you.
All right. Marv?
Laughable you.
All right. Paulie?
Is it here or at the Lakers facility?
It doesn't matter. Could be anywhere. North Pole. My jumper?
Wet.
Absolutely. Well, might be frozen up there, though. Reggie Miller coming up. One more item. We close out hour two. Tomorrow night's a big night. And we're going to gather around the Lovesac sectional. That's the world's most adaptable couch. So I have the sound system already in it. This immersive audio experience. We're going to watch the draft. We're going to listen to we're going to feel the draft. And we'll wait for the first 13 picks, see if a quarterback is taken. So the noise level as we get closer and closer to Paulie maybe taking a pie to the face.
Quarterbacks get sacked. We're on the Lovesac.
Oh,
it's all
okay.
Coming together.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Lovesac sectional with stealth tech inside it. I mean, you got to experience this. A listening experience. The couch is wonderful. The world's most adaptable couch. Speakers inside the couch. You can configure it however you want to. Fabric type, color, level of support. I don't have enough time to tell you all the great things about it. Lovesac. Lovesac Stealth Tech. Customize your new couch. LoveSAC.com. That's Lovesac.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.